Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is calm tonight with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening to be out. Here are today's headlines. First, the Prime Minister's office reports Hezbollah broke a ceasefire, seriously injuring three IDF soldiers, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Netanyahu's unusual statement highlights Israel's predicament in Lebanon, drawing political pressure and international criticism, Israel Hayom reported this hour. Also this hour, Mariv reveals the journey of Mili and Liel Yahalomi as Hezbollah and the IDF exchange strikes, leaving three IDF soldiers seriously injured. Separately, JNS reports the IDF has slain a Hezbollah commander in retaliation for the attack on Israeli soldiers. And finally, following violence, the mayor of Holon restricts access to Yamit 2000 on weekends and holidays to city residents, as reported by Israel Hayom an hour ago. Here's what people are saying online. ME24, a Middle East news platform, posted just minutes ago that Iran claims Qatar is holding three captured military pilots. Qatar denies this, leading to unresolved questions. Ihab Hassan, an activist, highlighted that 20-year-old American Sama Safi has been held in Israeli detention for over 2 months without charges, raising concerns about her health. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, praised efforts for demanding answers on social issues in a post from earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Prime Minister's office statement. They accused Hezbollah of violating a ceasefire in southern Lebanon, which seriously injured three IDF soldiers. This announcement, covered by Ynet, came just before the IDF confirmed the attack. The situation escalates concerns over potential wider conflict in the region. Turning to Netanyahu's statement, Israel Hayom details how Netanyahu's response to the Hezbollah attacks has sparked both domestic political pressure and international criticism. This highlights the complexity of Israel's military and diplomatic challenges in Lebanon. Meanwhile, Mariv reported on the IDF's heavy strikes in Lebanon following the exchange with Hezbollah. The same report also covers the global journey of Mili and Liel Yahalomi, who were recently found in Buenos Aires. The IDF's response underscores the ongoing tension along the northern border. Also, the response to Hezbollah's aggression saw the IDF targeting a key Hezbollah commander, as JNS reported. This retaliatory move comes after the attack on IDF soldiers and reflects the volatile state of affairs between Israel and Hezbollah. Such actions could further strain Israel's relations with neighboring countries. Finally, following a violent brawl, Israel Hayom reports that the mayor of Holon decided to limit access to Yamit 2000 Park. This decision aims to ensure the safety of residents, but also raises questions about public access during holidays. On the economic front. First, Kotek reports that Portugal's attorney general is investigating incidents involving anti-Semitic posters and threats against an Israeli doctoral student. This reflects ongoing concerns about anti-Semitism abroad. Separately, Walla Business highlights Dr. Udi Levy's insights on U.S. strategies against Iran, focusing on economic pressure rather than military action. This shift underscores the complexity of international relations with Iran. And finally, Globes reports that Bank Hapoalim posted a 2.5 billion NIS profit in the second quarter. Despite a special tax affecting returns, the results indicate strong financial performance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.